Imagine a world where businesses don't see their communities, employees, and customers as external entities to be managed, but as partners in a shared journey. This is the revolutionary vision Anne Svensson presents in the Stakeholder Strategy. While conventional business wisdom often pits profitability against social responsibility, Svensson reveals a more powerful third path, collaborative stakeholder relationships as the foundation for sustainable competitive advantage. In today's hyper-connected world, where corporate reputations can crumble overnight through a single viral tweet, this approach isn't just idealistic, it's essential for survival and growth. When BC Hydro needed to increase dam generating capacity, they faced fierce opposition from environmental groups and Indigenous communities. Rather than pushing ahead, they invited these stakeholders to participate as equal partners. The results? A comprehensive plan with consensus support, improved river conditions, increased salmon production, and new joint ventures with First Nations groups. This isn't just good citizenship, it's brilliant business strategy that created value impossible to achieve through traditional adversarial approaches. Traditional business structures fragment stakeholder management across departments. Marketing handles customers, HR manages employees, PR deals with communities. This siloed approach treats stakeholders as potential threats rather than partners, missing opportunities and creating conflicts. Microsoft's late 1990s struggles illustrate this problem. Despite thriving on technological networks, their allegedly ruthless treatment of stakeholders led to antitrust investigations and reputation damage. Similarly, the Body Shop stock plummeted when media exposed inaccuracies in their social responsibility claims. Evidence strongly supports stakeholder-focused approaches. Research shows positive stakeholder relationships correlate with strong financial performance. Cotter and Heskett found that over 11 years, companies responding to all stakeholders' interests achieved 4 times the sales growth and 8 times the employment growth of shareholder-focused companies. Customer relationships create substantial value beyond transactions. Today's consumers seek wisdom-added features, products aligned with their values. Retaining existing customers costs 5 times less than acquiring new ones. Saturn exemplifies this approach, with owners citing loyalty based on no-haggle policies, community involvement, and shared values. Supplier relationships enhance profitability through reduced monitoring costs and increased innovation. Modamon and Stillwater Technologies developed such integrated collaboration that they now share office space, systems, and facilities, a partnership their executives credit for continued success. Environmental responsibility also drives returns. Interface Inc. transformed carpet manufacturing into a circular carpet leasing business, recycling materials from worn tiles. This strategy saved Interface $25 million in 2 years, with another $50 million in projected savings. We're witnessing an evolution in business stakeholder relationship models. The traditional input-output view treated corporations as separate from society, missing the dynamic, two-way relationships that exist in reality. The emerging systems-based theory sees corporations embedded in networks of interdependent stakeholder relationships. Your business is part of a living ecosystem rather than a standalone entity. James Moore's business ecosystem concept describes these networks of reciprocal, mutually beneficial relationships that define companies and drive growth. This perspective recognizes that managers aren't separate from stakeholder relationships, but integral to them. These networks are socially constructed, or co-created, making the notion that corporations simply manage these relationships fundamentally flawed. Traditional control-oriented techniques often undermine the very relationships they aim to foster. Corporate stakeholder relationships operate through both explicit contracts, legally enforceable, and implicit contracts, self-enforcing relational agreements with unspecified obligations. While explicit contracts ensure compliance, they don't build trust. The most valuable relationships depend on reputation and trustworthiness, qualities earned through consistent, authentic behavior over time. How do you build collaborative relationships? The FOSTER framework provides a systematic approach: foundation, organizational alignment, strategy development, trust building, evaluation, and repeat. Start by creating a foundation through clear corporate values and ethical principles. A company's social mission serves as the foundation for stakeholder relationships, just as shared values connect individuals. Vancouver City Savings Credit Union exemplifies this with a mission statement balancing financial performance and community well-being. Next, ensure organizational alignment. Internal systems must support collaboration before external relationships can flourish. Even with talented employees, organizational structure can hinder collaboration through limited communication or bureaucracy. High-involvement organizations encourage open communication and cross-functional teams. For strategy development, identify key stakeholder partners through environmental scanning and compatibility assessment, focusing on those with similar values and organizational cultures. Trust building helps partnerships weather inevitable challenges. The process begins with information exchange and structural development, then advances to deeper trust, where shared language and vision emerge. This creates a collaborative mind capable of innovative third-way solutions neither party could develop alone. Regular evaluation prevents problems and maintains open communication. Stakeholder audits allow companies to monitor social relationship goals and increase accountability through transparent reporting. Building collaborative stakeholder relationships requires systemic organizational changes. Effective reward systems should combine individual and group performance metrics, recognizing both personal initiative and team achievements. Key measurements might include stakeholder satisfaction, revenue impact of relationship building, successful cross-functional projects, and ethical leadership. Communication must flow in multiple directions: lateral between peers, vertical between hierarchical levels, and external with partners. As Frank Sonnenberg observes, employees must feel free to network with anyone who has the necessary information to accomplish an activity without regard to level, business unit, or other artificial boundary. Modern information systems enable collaborative knowledge creation and sharing. Advanced multimedia tools allow teams to visualize complex processes and coordinate activities with greater clarity. Some platforms offer anonymity features for discussing controversial ideas, resulting in more balanced participation and better problem solving. Traditional financial measures inadequately evaluate stakeholder strategy effectiveness. They're too historical, lack predictive power, encourage short-term thinking, and undervalue intangible assets like social and intellectual capital. Social accounting assesses relationship-building effectiveness across stakeholder groups. This management-oriented approach integrates accounting with strategy development, providing timely information that helps improve stakeholder relationships and optimize both social and financial outcomes. Van City Credit Union exemplifies this approach by broadening their annual report to include social performance, with reporting mechanisms covering community economic development, employee volunteerism, environmental impact, and comprehensive benefits analysis. Technological change and democratized communication are transforming business, eliminating corporate control over reputations. Knowledge workers now select employers aligned with their values, while companies face pressure to offer volunteer time, reduced work weeks, smaller pay gaps, and stakeholder board representation. Tomorrow's successful companies are developing five key competencies: listening effectively, measuring intangibles like reputation, aligning corporate and stakeholder values, balancing diverse interests, and continuously improving relationships through feedback. Organizations continue evolving from hierarchies towards flexible, networked-based structures. While many embrace systems thinking and team learning, many struggle with internal transformation, particularly with aligning incentives and breaking down silos. Progressive organizations address these challenges through redesigned workspaces, updated metrics, and collaborative technologies. The future belongs to organizations building bridges rather than walls, those viewing stakeholders as partners in creating shared value. In a world where trust is the new currency, collaborative stakeholder relationships provide sustainable competitive advantage.